A summer's day outdoors. The patches of sunshine shimmer. The elegantly dressed city folk stroll under the trees. August Macke's 1914 painting, Great Promenade, People in the Garden, captures the world of the modern workday on canvas. A subject matter we don't find with Franz Marc or Wassily Kandinsky. August Macke, born in the Sauerland in Germany in 1887, liked to paint scenes from modern life. Without any kind of somberness or critical distance, they're totally accepting of the world as it is. Particularly fascinating is the way the artist combines the figurative subject matter with abstract colour structures. His figures are actually mere schematic shapes, dummies almost, faceless and with no individuality. The optimistic, vibrant expression of this work comes mainly from the colours and their high luminosity. The loose brushwork contributes to the relaxed atmosphere of the scene. Macke had studied at the Academy in Düsseldorf, had visited Paris, and then settled in Bonn with his young family. During the run-up to the start of the Blue Rider, his participation in the discussion was principally through letters sent from there, though he did occasionally attend the editorial meetings. But he felt that Kandinsky didn't appreciate him enough and was irritated at times by the older man's going on about the spiritual. In 1912, he wrote this to Marc about Kandinsky.
I admire him a lot, but this pope too is fallible, and he does often act like a pope.
And in the following year, he made a rather waspish remark about Bernhard Köhler.
A tabletop is more mystical than all his paintings.
The work of the French painter Robert Delaunay impressed August Macke infinitely more. And Franz Marc, too, admired his light-filled, colour-intensive paintings.